Biden ed. Secretary Miguel Cardona on Transgender Day of Visibility. Your school, your community, your country are better because of you. By Paul Bois on April 2, 2024. President Joe Biden's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility by telling students they improve America's schools and culture. In a video posted online, Cardona, who previously refused to define the word woman before Congress, told transgender students that he and the Biden administration see them. At the Department of Education, we know that all students do their best when they're seen and they're supported, he said. To the many transgender students across the country listening on this Transgender Day of Visibility, we in the Biden-Harris administration want you to know that we see you, we support you, and we celebrate you. We also know it's not an easy time to be you. Walking into a classroom should be an act of hope, not an act of bravery. That every day you choose to show up as your true self, you make this world a more brave, more honest, and more free place, he added. In your gift for seeing things as they could be, I see the promise for America. Today, we at the Department of Education want you to know that your school, your community, and your country are better because you're a part of it. As Breitbart News reported, the president sparked controversy over the weekend when he declared Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31, which coincided with Easter Sunday. We honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union, where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives, he said in the proclamation. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity, he continued. The Trump campaign called on Biden to apologize. It is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event and declared Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility, Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt told Breitbart News on Saturday. Sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Editor's note, a spokesperson for the First Lady posted the following message on Twitter regarding the rules for Easter egg artwork. FYI on all the misleading swirlery White House and Easter. The American Egg Board Flyer's standard non-discrimination language requesting artwork has been used for the last 45 years. Across all Dem and Republican admins, for all WH Easter egg rolls including previous administrations. We are appending this information to this article to provide additional context. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLand Films or Instagram @ProLand Films.